Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the show, you're listening to the fastest growing radio show in the South. And what I'm talking about is the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the broadcast, or and while you're listening, you can press the number one on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or opinions. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Right now we have 89 degrees in the ATL. 89 degrees. It says partly sunny, but it looks pretty sunny outside to me. And that's our high today is 89. Low tonight, 66. I don't know. And tomorrow we're looking at high 87, low 65, partly cloudy. Friday, high 87, low 66. Saturday, high 90, low 65. Doesn't look like any rain in the forecast over the next few days, up until Saturday at least. I don't have Sunday and Monday's information right now, but that's what it looks like here, okay? And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, the mornings are a little brisk, right? The mornings are a little brisk down there in the mid 60s or whatever. That's a little brisk. Today's word of the day is consillery. Consillery. Consillery is spelled C-O-N-S-I-G-L-I-E-R-E. Consillery. Consillery is a noun, and it means a counselor or an advisor. That's a consillery. All right? So use that how you may. That's a word that you may want to put in your vocabulary. I'm not sure. My job is to convey these words and meanings. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, guys. Today's show is entitled, let's see what today's show is entitled. Today's show is entitled, What Can We Do to Stop the Police Violence? So we're going to discuss ways to stop the police violence that is taking over the news. It's taking over the news. It's taking over everything. And if you guys haven't heard, that was another killing on last night, on yesterday or last night or whatever in North Carolina by the police. And for an against an unarmed African-American male. And as you know, on last Friday, there was a separate killing of an African-American male whose car stalled in the road. And, you know, I'm not sure why the police were called or how they were called. I guess maybe someone else called the police, a bystander maybe called the police and told them about this guy. So the police shows up, and it's four or five units of police officers coming to the aid of a stranded citizen whose car had broken down in the middle of the road, of course. Now, you know, we don't know the complete details. Don't know all the details of what happened, why it happened, how it happened. We don't. But we do see the video of this affair. And what I'm saying is that you have taken wherever the police were in New York, New Jersey, or whatever, a few days ago when they, with the guy who set off a couple of bombs in New Jersey or New York, whichever one it was. And I think these bombs killed three people. And once the police caught up with this guy, they had a shootout. He's shooting at them, they shooting at him. And I think he maybe even, I'm not sure about this, but I think he maybe even wounded a couple of cops. So he had a shootout with the cops. He was armed, but they wounded him and took him alive, took him into custody alive. Okay? Yeah, no, he wasn't African American. And you take a guy who was unarmed, hands raised in the air. The police woman says that he wasn't obeying the police. So you tased him with a taser. You tase him with the taser, and he hits the ground, and then again, you continue your assault, and you pull your pistol out and kill the guy. Now, you got five officers there for one man. Why couldn't five officers subdue one man? I'll say forcefully, physically subdue this one man. Why couldn't four or five officers physically subdue one man after tasering him? Why not? Why did you have to shoot and kill the man? Now, you shoot and kill a guy who is not unarmed. You put a taser on him. He's not causing you any harm. He's not threatening your life with a gun. Like this other guy in New York or New Jersey or wherever he was with a gun firing back at the police. Your life wasn't in danger. Your life was in danger with this guy firing back at you who did the bombs. Your life was in danger. Why didn't you kill that guy? Now someone who's not firing back at you, who doesn't have a gun, who's not a threat to you, but you shoot and kill him. And now you're dredging up these things saying he had PCP in his car and all this was found. Well, let me say this. And to the families who are going through these tragedies, hey, I'm sorry. That's all I can say. Our condolences to your family. The guy in North Carolina, sorry. Condolences to your family. Hopefully, justice will be done. When what I mean by justice, okay, and you guys can call into the show, 818-301-5834, and just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air for your comments or opinions. And what I mean by justice to be done, I mean, find these police officers guilty. Put them on trial for murder. Charge them with murder. Charge them with murder. What gives them the right to kill someone? Just because they're a police officer, does that give them the right to kill someone? No one has a right to kill anyone else. Police officers should be charged with murder and go to jail for the rest of their lives. Or maybe, you know, 15, 20, 25-year sentence. And if the government would do their due diligence and evidence and look at what's going on here, get all the facts and charge these police officers with murder, put them in jail, put their asses in jail. That's where they belong. Let them go to the same jail, prison, of the people that they put in prison. See how long they last. That's what should be done. They should be charged, go to trial, have a jury, and let them find them guilty or not guilty, all that. And let them go to prison. Give them the same years that you give any other citizen out here for killing someone. Don't treat them any differently from an ordinary citizen. Okay, if you go out there and kill someone today, tonight, they find you and they say, okay, Harry, come with us. You got to go downtown, booked and whatever. But they let you out in the morning and say, all right, you're free to go. Don't leave town. But you can go back to work, still get paid. Until we figure out what happened. Why does that happen to us and doesn't happen to police officers? Why are they different? They are supposed to be public servants. They're supposed to take care of us. They're supposed to be the ones that we call when we need help. They're supposed to be friendly to people who have car trouble and are stranded on the road. Man, I used to think, man, if my car broke down and I'm here in a weird place, police pull up, man, I'm good now. Police here, they can help me. They can call a wrecker or whatever and help me out. But damn, now you'd be like, damn, police pulling me over? What's this about? Police pulling me over? What's this about? And what I'm saying is you got these police officers that need to go to jail. They need to go to trial, have a jury, and let them find them guilty or not guilty. We don't do that. We need to find them guilty or not guilty. Let them have a trial. They kill someone, for God's sake. They kill someone. You know, you go, like I said, if you go out there and kill a man today, they find you and they say, okay, you got to come with me. You're going to jail. They put you in jail. Then what? You get out in the morning. They say, oh, you can go back to work so you can get paid. And we're going to investigate this. In the meantime, you go ahead and go back to work. You know, all's good right now. That doesn't happen. So why should it happen with a police officer? This young lady should be in jail. It was a female that shot the guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a female. Now, I don't know if it was a female or a male or whatever who shot the guy on yesterday in North Carolina. But they should be in jail right now. not able to go to work, not able to be on administrative leave. What's administrative leave? Administrative leave is you don't have to be out in the field right now. You sit here behind this desk and you do paperwork until we investigate this incident. And you still get paid and you're free to go home and back and sleep in your own bed and this and that and cook and eat and whatever. You can still have a barbecue this weekend till we figure out what happened. That doesn't happen with ordinary citizens. Ordinary citizens, we have to go to jail. We have to sit there until our trial. Once our trial comes, and then once our trial comes, then now we got to you got to go to trial, and then the jury go back, and they deliberate, and they come back and find you guilty. So in 25, the judge give you 25 years to life, spend in jail for killing someone. And then, you, like I said, you had a police in New York City, in New Jersey, or wherever it was. They found the guy who had set off a bomb that killed three people. They found him. When they found him, they had a shootout with him. Think he wounded a couple of officers. They had a shootout with this guy. And then they ended up, the police ended up wounding him, and they took him alive. This guy set off a bomb. This guy is what you could call a terrorist. He done set off a bomb. He done killed three people. He's shooting back at you. Your life is in danger. I can see shooting and killing this guy because you fear for your life. Police. Now, what's the difference between that incident and last Friday's incident with the guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma, whose car broke down on the side of the road? He was unarmed, not a gun on him, not a gun in his car. He was unarmed. Car broke down. If it was me, I'm thinking that the police here to help me. But no, next thing you know, he's got four or five police units there on the scene for his stalled vehicle. And then they got a helicopter in the air hovering over. Man, is this the guy who set off a bomb, the terrorist that they've been looking for? Nah. Don't that much. That much stuff doesn't happen for a terrorist that's killed three people already. This is a African American man, and his car broke down, and now all these police officers come. All these police officers couldn't subdue one man. Now, if I was a police officer, when I tase your ass, I believe that's going to be enough for me to put you in some handcuffs. When I tase you, I believe that's enough to put you in some handcuffs, especially if I got four or five of my fellow officers here that's going to help me put you in handcuffs and put you in the back of the car and take you to jail. Why does a gun-happy woman police officer have to jump around and take a shot? And she killed a man. And now, she should go to jail. The only thing that's going to stop the police violence, is to start giving these guys murder charges, putting them in jail, having them sit in jail until it's time for their trial, and having them go through a trial just like anybody else is driving me up the wall. Go to trial just like anybody else and take your medicine. Because it's someone else's life that you took. That's someone's daddy. That's someone's brother. That's someone's son. That's someone's grandson. That's someone's husband. I don't know what all the circumstances are. But he is a human being. Just like the police officer. And their lives were not being threatened. Now, if your life's being threatened, then I still don't justify killing someone. I justify shooting them somewhere to bring them down, to keep them from hurting you. But I don't condone killing people. And if someone's shooting at you, yeah, I shoot back. I try to shoot them. I try to shoot them dead. They shooting at me. But if they're not shooting at me, I have a gun. I have weapons. And I got police friends right here. I can take you down. We can go on and go to jail. But you got a guy in New Jersey who just killed 3 people with a bomb. You catch up with him, he's shooting at you. Y'all have a shootout. He shoot a couple of your buddies. But you don't shoot and kill him. You wound him and take him alive. He's in custody. Oh, we got the bomber. He's in custody. Man, that dude should be dead laying on the slab somewhere. Dead, you got a black man dead laying on the slab somewhere that was unarmed, wasn't causing you any trouble, wasn't threatening your life, wasn't shooting back, wasn't shooting at you, didn't have a knife. He didn't even put his fist up wanting to smack you in the nose. But he's dead. That is amazing to me. I mean, why are these police so afraid is the deal? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in, listen live to the show. And then you can just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air for your comments or opinions. And again, I just don't understand. But if anyone's listening out there to this show right now, all I can say is try your darndest to keep yourselves out of these situations. Right? Keep yourselves out of these situations. Well, the guy with this stalled car, I don't know how he could have kept himself out of the situation. But his car stopped on him. And who would think that because your car stopped on you and the police stopped, we think to help, you'd end up dead. But outside of your car messing up, man, you out there in those streets, Try to stay clean. Try not to speed. Try not to break the traffic laws so you get pulled over. Try not to drink and drive, get pulled over. Because, man, Something's going on with the police. Something's going on with them. And on the other side of this, if you are listening to this show, maybe you're a law enforcement officer. Man, make your pistol your last resort. Make your pistol your last resort. And I know there are a lot of African-American police officers out there that are doing good things. And white police officers, too, who are doing good things. But, man, why aren't you hearing about these black police officers who are killing white people? I know they pull them over all the time. I know they stop and help them, you know, with their cars all the time. Why aren't the black cops killing white people? White people commit crimes. Asian people commit crimes. Latinos commit crimes. Why aren't they being killed by black people? Why do you only hear about these white officers shooting and killing black people? Why is that? And you know, everybody's talking about Colin Kaepernick, the professional football player who's not standing for the national anthem, this and that. They talking about he's disrespecting the flag. It's not about the flag. But the media is trying to deflect it to the flag. They want him to look bad to the citizens of America like he disrespecting the flag. Well, maybe the flag should be disrespected. But he does that to gain attention to what he's talking about, which is exactly what I'm talking about, is the police violence against people of color in America. That's what it's about. It's not about the flag. Colin Kaepernick, he has always in his career, until a few weeks ago, stood for the flag, for the singing of the national anthem. He's always stood there. So what makes you think that he just all of a sudden turned around and said, I'm not going to stand anymore for this damn national anthem? Wasn't it? He's got something to say. And they turn it all the way around. Turn it upside down. And it's amazing to me what's going on right now in the United States. And I'm going to tell you, if the government doesn't get a hold on this, if these states don't get a hold on this and start to prosecute these police officers who are shooting people, if they don't get a hold on this, then you're going to have a war in the streets of America. You're going to have a war. Because it ain't going to be long when people are going to stop feeling for the police. And I'm sorry, maybe innocent police officers will get hurt or killed. Good police officers probably get hurt or killed. But the problem is not being able to weed out these bad officers. This woman's probably sitting at her home right now eating a spaghetti dinner tonight. The woman that killed a guy in Tulsa who had this stalled car. She probably sitting at home eating spaghetti tonight. Still getting paid from her job. I gotta go in the morning and I gotta do this paperwork on this guy that got locked up last night, this and that. She's got administrative duties. Still getting paid until the investigation is done. If that was us, if that was you or me, kill someone on Friday, you think we'd be out of jail working till they finish their investigation? It sounds crazy, doesn't it? That's exactly what it is. It's crazy. Okay, Harry, we're gonna let you out, and you can go home, go on and go to work, and yada yada. Just don't leave town until we figure this out. Figure out what happened. Then you may have to come back and go to court and do your thing, see what the judge says. That doesn't happen. If it doesn't happen for you or me, why should it happen for a police officer? Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for you today. I don't know what to say, guys. I really don't. I don't know the solution. Well, I do know the solution. The solution is put these police in jail. Hey, guys, I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.